Hi, Big Fatty. Oh, oh my goodness, you're back. You're back stateside. I'm back.
Now, are you doing okay? Because I know it's been a traumatic weekend for you.
It's been tough. Why has it been tough?
Well, you know, you have had to give up your number three fan sash.
Yeah. You know what? I couldn't sleep Saturday night thinking about that. Well, I know. And that's why I have the bags under my eyes, because I just couldn't. I didn't know how I was going to recover from that, honestly. Oh. I mean, who am I going to be in 2022 if not the number three fan, which I barely got in 2022 because, you got it confused with Baron Foster.
It was a controversy is what it was. It was the voting machine. It was the voting machine controversy. It was the big steal.
Oh, yeah. It was combination of fake news and a rigged election.
Right.
I mean, how appropriate, actually.
Well, that and, plus you've been with Carpenter Larry, and I notice you've got labored breathing.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 14th of February.
Oh, you know, happy VD.
It's VD. I am here with the fat one, and my name is... It's been a few weeks. I am one of your hosts, Mr. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R. And with me is the not tanned for someone who was just on a... on a South American hootenanny. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Yes, it is. And y'all, I've got a little place on my leg and I keep picking at it and it's bleeding now.
Oh, that's okay. I have nipple cancer, so we'll get to that in a minute.
Oh!
So I've got a little, spot on my nipple.
By the way, I want to just say big thanks to the little Aussie Battler and to Dr. Stone.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that was...
That one, you know, the real estate hour was absolutely fantastic.
Well, you know, and if you want, we can pull up Zillow and just sit here and talk about property values in San Diego and Fat Acres.
Well, let me just say this. Mm-hmm. I pulled up my spam, and I just want to tell you what a 65-year-old gets in his spam
file. Oh, perfect, perfect. On Valentine's Day.
CBD trial, African manhood, men only, U.S. concealed online processing, anti-glare driving glasses.
Is that anti-glare?
Husk Japanese knives, injury review, herniainjuryclaims.com, Dr. Tinnitus, eliminate toe fungus, your blood sugar, Nutrisystem promotion, and CBD gummies.
That is quite the VD spread of e-letters there.
Isn't it, though? Can you imagine what's in the old gal's junk mail?
It probably just mostly has to do with, you know, C's candy.
Acorn and stair lifts.
Now, speaking of the old gal, now, I know you were on the Cruise of a Lifetime featuring the Nip.
Yes. Which,
y'all, I know the Nip now decently well enough, and I never had a lot of sympathy for him until I heard the Cruise reports. But that being said, you know, the Crystal Cruises has ceased operation.
I had a moment. I had a moment where I just, the next thing that came to mind was, oh God, I hope they don't break the VHS tape of Father Knows Best Home for Christmas.
Could you imagine? Now, I immediately got on the Twitter, and y'all know I'm not on the Twitter very often.
No.
But I got on the Twitter and messaged the old gal, and I was like, whatever are you going to do? And the first thing he said was, well, we've already booked on Seabourn. Now, y'all, there are, you know, they like luxury.
Right.
Y'all, Seabourn, and... it just, the old gal just, oh, it drove her crazy because I was like, is there going to be a hairy chest contest? And what do you mean? And I was like, well, that's a Carnival cruise. Oh, no, it's just owned by Carnival. And I was like, that's how they get you. That's how they get you. So basically, you know, Kathy Lee Gifford.
We know what's going to be in her junk mailbox, Kathy Lee Gifford songs.
Right. So anyway, best of luck to the old gal and Gooch, because y'all... I do know all about Seabourn. I know it's a very nice product, but I think I probably would have chosen, although I think, well, I would have chosen Azamara, but they may have gone out of business too during all this. I'm not actually sure.
All right. Now, wait
but anyway, yeah.
You said you had nipple cancer.
Well, yes. So, y'all, I've been on the every 6 month appointment with the dermatologist, and my dermatologist is fabulous. Love her to death. I mean, and it's not often that I am in my underpants in front of a woman, especially a really pretty, beautiful woman whose name isn't Lorena. Anyway, but Dr. Peacock, that's what I'm going to call her. Dr. Peacock is, you know, very concerned about me. And you know, they've removed about 150 things from my body at this point.
Oh.
Miss, excuse me.
Clearly, Mrs. fat was not one of them.
Right. Well, every time she's got her tools out, I'm like, why you got that out? Can you just do a little liposuction? But, you know, no. But Mrs. Lauren and I both, you know, do not like the dermatologist bills. But anyway, they've removed a bunch of stuff from my body. It's all been fine. It's mostly just been things that should have been removed and, you know, whatever. But it's fine. It's been tested and it's been non-cancerous. So, but y'all, I was getting ready to put my pants back on and she was like, what's that spot? And it's on my chest right above my nipple. And I was like, oh, well, it was one of these skin tags like you've removed, but it got ripped off or something, you know, with like, you know how it is.
Well,
you lean on
Carpenter Larry.
No. This has been a while. But I was like, pre-Carpenter Larry. I was like, yeah, just because like it got ripped off, it didn't heal right. And so y'all, she went into full-on cancer mode. And, you know, I'm not too worried about it because I know that it was a skin tag. But she was very concerned. And then I started thinking about it. And I was like, not only will I not have breast cancer, which is very serious and very sad and whatever, but I would be the one that had nipple cancer.
Oh,
because it's basically touching my areola, I think. So that's what that's called. I don't know.
Wasn't that the
Miss Nessa? You're gonna have to tell
the mermaid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big Cuddy, what are you doing? Oh, he's putting a Band-Aid on. Y'all, is it a Superman Band-Aid or Hello Kitty or Hello Poodle?
I've got some bacon Band-Aids. I'm trying to cover this thing up. I put the good medicine, the good salve on it.
Right.
Now I'm covering it up so I don't pick at it.
Ah. Well, y'all, I am super excited to be back today, even though I'm a little out of it because I didn't sleep well last night.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm a little out of
it. By the way, let me just say, I'm a little congested today, and I've taken the COVID test. In fact, let me go get the results.
I don't need to see the results. I don't need to see. Y'all, you know that the COVID tests don't work on the Omicron. That's what that Adam Burns said. So those rapid tests.
Well, consider the source. He'll never hear this. Do you see that?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what you want to see.
I'm aware. I've taken many
so
a COVID tests.
I don't have the COVID. Did you get your free home?
Nope.
Oh,
they were delivered.
I got mine.
They were delivered.
Somebody took them?
I don't know where they went, but they didn't come here. Let's put it that way. So I will.
Okay.
No COVID test for me. They showed us delivered about 10 days ago, I think, on like the 2nd of February or 3rd. Oh. And yep, never got them. So they're.
Now, I have put this Band-Aid on and it's only covering half of the thing. Yeah. So I've got to readjust it. I'm a little congested because the weather here, one day it's 75 and the next day it's 35.
That's about right. Welcome to February in South Kakalaki and Charleston specifically. Right. But y'all, I'm happy Big Fatty is back. And I am mostly because Larry Cly and I were going to draw straws to see who got the short straw to plan the funeral. We were not looking forward to this. there was a lot of concerns because y'all, did you hear, and I mentioned this on my last show, and Big Fatty mentioned it, y'all, he just gets in cars with strangers. He does, the police have to get involved. And so I immediately was like, thank God I'm not with him, because we wouldn't have made it to the hotel without one of us killing the other one. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I will say that it was a lesson well learned. And, you know, your nemesis, Mr. Cackle, he did it twice.
Right, but that doesn't surprise me at all. But you're old, well, and now, y'all, the new skull was very concerned. I told her the story, and she was very concerned. And then I told her you were going.
She named her dog after Big Fatty.
She did. Y'all, we'll get to that in a minute. She named her dog Big Fatty. Not Big Fatty, but Big Fatty. And so, y'all, then I told her that the fat one was going to Cartagena, Colombia, which she still can't pronounce. And her eyes got big, and she was 100% praying for you because she was certain you were going to be the victim of human trafficking.
Oh, well, you know.
And I said, no, they wouldn't. No. They wouldn't go for someone quite so old and frail. But, y'all, they were very concerned about Big Fatty in you know, Drug Lord Central, home of the cartels.
I have to say that was one of the nicest places we went.
I think you said you listened to the last show. You know I'm not a fan of any of those islands. And I know Colombia is not an island, but Cartagena, it's not on my short list. Let's put it that way. But
no, it wasn't on mine either.
But it's a city, and that's kind of how I felt about Curacao. At least in Curacao, was it Willemstad?
Yes.
It's a city. So there's things there other than touristy crew. I mean, it's all kind of touristy, but it's other things there other than cruise ship passengers. So that's one of the few places I actually enjoy on a cruise. And Cozumel, to an extent, it's very touristy, but there's resorts there at least. So anyway. But I'm glad you're back. We're very concerned about you. But there were a lot of holes in your trip report.
Oh, okay.
And by holes,
we need to pull out the Book of Bacon to fill the holes.
Well, we are going to have to pull out the Book of Bacon in a minute because y'all, I got a funeral report. It sounded to those of us listening, and we all talked about this behind your back, you know, Doc Stone, Scotty, you know, all of us, that you didn't actually do anything on the cruise other than lounge about.
Was it okay?
Well, we were all wondering why you took the cruise if you didn't do. Now, we know that the Nip, God bless the Nip, you know, he stayed out until 5 a.m.
Right.
He's a party animal.
I got out and did what I wanted to do. And he did what he wanted to do. And we would normally, you know, cross paths at supper time.
Oh, okay. Well, that actually,
part of the stuff for me is going to the different things on board, the bingo and
loves that Miss Richfield and the Dixie
art
Longgate
auction and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Have I ever told do you remember when Dixie Longgate was touring the US with her Tupperware show?
I do not.
Okay, well,
she was on the cruise though.
Right, I'm well aware. I'll listen to your show. I don't find her as funny as Miss Richfield, but Dixie Longgate was in the small hometown where I grew up at the Opera House doing a show. This has been about 10 years ago. And my dad's mom, who is probably as homophobic as anyone could ever be, didn't really know what it was, but got in her mind that she wanted to go.
She wanted to go to the Tupperware party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And went. She and all of her little old bitty friends went to see Dixie Longgate.
From the Baptist church.
Yep.
I got you.
Had a blast. And my mother was telling me about it. And my mother tried to politely tell her not to go and then told her under no circumstances should she go. But, you know, The old ladies.
But she went.
She went anyway, so.
Well, they probably had some white wine, too. Oh, because the ladies.
Speaking of went anyway.
Was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross.
Hope.
Y'all, on the day that Big Fatty went on his cruise of a lifetime,
yep.
I went to Vlad's funeral.
Poor Vlad. How did he look?
Cremated.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Ashy.
Yes, a little ashy. So, obviously, whatever. Y'all, there were
the mother was there, right?
The mother was there. The orange hat was there. The original orange hat was there.
Okay.
That's
was
it.
The third orange hat there?
No.
Okay.
Nor the fourth. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
There is a third that everyone forgets about, but and then there's the current one. But yes, the current one had a very, very important something in Spartanburg.
Anyway,
or Columbia, somewhere. I don't know. But so I was the only one that went.
Just out of curiosity, did you have to have a budget meeting before you went to that?
Well, I expected at any point during the funeral for it to stop to discuss the budget.
Okay.
But it didn't. I will say this. I was not Vlad's biggest fan, especially in the last decade of his life. But it was a very uplifting funeral. They did not sing the old Rugged Cross. It was a very spiritually uplifting funeral. Unfortunately,
from the grave he arose.
Yes, basically. Okay. But it was a little hard to get into the music as much that was supposed to be uplifting because y'all, there were only a dozen people there plus the family.
Oh.
So here's the thing, Big Fatty. If I go to Glory for nipple cancer,
yes.
I'm gonna need there to not be a funeral. Because it would be a little embarrassing if I didn't have a good attendance. So
how about if we just enjoy some chicken fingers? We'll find a free lunch to go to.
Okay. Well, as long as you invite this guy.
By the way, I don't know if you're a member of the Caniacs, you know, the Raising Cane's.
No.
Well, it's
much as chicken.
Nothing says happy VD than to buy one, get one free on VD.
Well, you know, I am on the diet, the same Crooked Hat diet, the Weight Watchers.
Oh, he's not on it anymore.
Ah, it didn't work for him because he couldn't eat what he wanted. So I am, while a chicken finger sounds delicious, a fat person needs to get off about 15 pounds. And by 15, ooh, I mean
50.
50 is probably closer to the truth.
Okay.
Speaking of, what's going to happen if I don't get off those 50 pounds?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. It's that game where Big Fatty tells me the name of someone who was born on this day. I tell him, and you too, if they're dead or alive, but more importantly, why we know who they are. And
yes,
usually we actually don't, but he pretends.
Okay. Well, Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa, famous crime boss, dead.
We cannot confirm nor deny that. He was a Teamsters leader who disappeared in 1975. We don't know if he's dead or alive. That was kind of a trick question there.
I thought he was buried under like Yankee Stadium or something. Anyway.
Well, I think he bought some cement shoes or something. Ah. But anyway, Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs. Evening News in maybe 2020. I don't remember, but I feel like it was one of the evening news shows that he hosted, and he's alive.
Okay, Hugh Downs wasn't a TV journalist. He was on 2020 with Mama Wawa.
Uh-huh.
And he was the original host of Concentration.
Ooh.
Yes, and he just died in 2020.
Oh, COVID. Okay.
COVID. All right. Let's see what we got here. Mickey Wright.
Mickey Wright. I think alive. And okay. Mickey Wright dead. And Mickey Wright was the younger of the two Wright brothers who invented the aeroplane.
Okay. Now, I'm very disappointed. First of all, you're wrong. Okay.
Oh, really?
And I'm very disappointed because you love to go to Barber Boulevard. Mickey Wright was an American golfer. And she died in 2020.
Lord, everyone died.
Mickey Wright was a man, didn't you?
I mean, I didn't really know, if we're going to be honest, but yeah.
Jack Benny.
Dead. And uh-huh. Jack Benny was, back in Big Fatty's day, which is saying something, was one of those comedians that he thinks is extremely funny.
Yes, he is indeed dead, and excuse me, and one of my favorite things was the crook came to rob him and put a gun. He was known as a cheapskate. Okay, put a gun to his back and says, "Your money or your life." And he sat there with his standard hand against his face, holding his elbow, and the criminal goes, "Well," he goes, "I'm thinking."
Oh.
All right, one last one.
Oh, I think we've got time. Yep.
One okay. More. Christopher Scholes.
Christopher Scholes, alive.
Okay.
And Christopher Scholes,
and you would know him from?
Well, you would know him better by his professional name, and that's Dr. Scholes.
Yes.
So he made the inserts for old people like Big Fatty's shoes. So
I do have the feet. Dr. Scholes inserts. Arch support.
I know.
actually, Christopher Scholes was the inventor of the QWERTY keyboard on the typewriter.
Uh-huh.
So
that wasn't Mr. QWERTY?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
I never understood why the letters laid out the way they did on a keyboard.
It is all based on what letters are commonly used together to help you type faster. So it's all about speed. The placement's all about speed. So it was done by analyzing typing and a lot of words and the most common words used. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing exciting.
Okay.
Now, when you started typing, was there a QWERTY keyboard yet?
Yes.
Okay.
We had, I took typing on a manual typewriter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We had some manual typewriters even in the 80s, but we had mostly moved to electric when it started, and then we moved to Apple IIs, and then that IBM PC mainframe business that everyone had with the world's best keyboard. So yeah, I think that's how we learned. It's been so long, but they were definitely IBM like.
Now, did you have the one that was that had the mistake key that would go back and it would cover up a typing error?
Not when I was learning to type. I believe those were like, I know the IBM Selectric, you know.
That's it.
You know, we still have one of those at the coal mine. The IBM Selectric had that, but we didn't have anything that nice when we were learning to type. So we had one. I bought it used, and that thing is still going. Because, you know.
Sometimes you got to just type an envelope.
Well, right. How else are you going to make one? The new Skull still uses the IBM Selectric. So even though she has a printer sitting right next to her computer and she can just.
Well, I inevitably used to put the envelope in the wrong way, wrong direction or upside down or whatever.
You know what? They always go in the same way every single time.
That's why I always fucked it up.
I know.
So anyway, yeah. So what else has been going on?
Y'all, I was. I haven't really talked much about this on the little show, but I have a very sick kitty cat, and you know,
his
days
are. Is this Rose?
No, it's Bugaboo. It's Bilbo, and you know, there's something very wrong with him. But whatever it is, they've ruled out like an infection, that sort of stuff. So whatever it is, it's nothing we would treat. So it could be the bio-DTs, it could be the cancer, it could be, you know, different things. But you know, it's at almost 18 years old. It's nothing that's going to be treated. It could be the thyroid disease.
Are cat years and dog years the same?
No. One cat year is a little over 10 human years, technically. Oh. So he's late 70s.
180?
Okay, no, that's not right. well, I don't know. But anyway.
Maybe we can get our animal expert with cats. So you know, that's Miss Mrs. Lauren to research that for us.
Yeah, if only we had a crack research team here. But anyway, all that being said,
you know, Daniel Bieber has cats too.
Yeah, and so you know, they've spent a lot of time at the vet and all this just to make sure it's nothing that could be treated
right.
Or that is communicable to the other one.
Right.
And so, but the very short story is it means I can't be gone for long periods of time because they have to have certain food, you know, twice a day, that sort of thing. So I had a bunch of plans. Actually, while you were gone, I had months ago booked, you know, a little trip up to the mountains and a little resort, but had to cancel all that. But instead, y'all, my friend Big Ed. Big Ed has been in the hospital for almost a month.
Yes.
So he's home. He's home. Yes. So I went and saw him.
Is he at the home?
No, he's actually doing pretty well. But I went up on Tuesday. I got in the jalopy, and the jalopy sound has moved. But I got up in the jalopy. Put that back where it belongs.
Right.
And went on up to see Big Ed. Y'all, he's lost some weight. But caught up with him and chatted and laughed a little bit. And, you know, he told me the same jokes that he's told me 45 times. And, so saw him and then went and had dinner with my friend DJ Larry.
DJ Larry, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then DJ Larry was doing a little karaoke. And so went and did not participate in the karaoke, but, you know, just had a beer.
Were there, so you didn't bring your singing slippers in?
I didn't. So, but anyway, and that's about it. I was home by lunchtime the next day. So,
okay.
But I got big week, big doings coming up. I've got a
big
project.
Doings.
Big project that's got to go to
big
press on
project.
Tuesday.
Lord.
So it's 80% finished. So big doings to get that finished. And that's about it. Nothing exciting. Do you have anything big coming up? Now we're recording this prior to the big game.
The Superb Owl. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So do you have any predictions on
yes.
the Superb Owl? Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's a prediction, but a desire. I would love to see the Bengals.
Oh.
From WKRP.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pull it out.
I agreed. I was thinking about that in case you asked me if I had any predictions.
Do you have a prediction?
My prediction is that the Rams are going to win, and it's not going to be an interesting game because they're just going to, it's going to be a blowout. But the flip side to that is, I think if that's not the case, it's going to be an on the edge of your seat game. I don't think there's any.
No, nothing in between.
Nothing in between. Like, I think it'll be either very close or, or LA is going to just dominate. So
now let me ask this question. Are you gonna watch the halftime show? Because you know that's the
No. Are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
I've got
a number one fan contest to run.
I do like Eminem okay, but I'm not a fan of like Lil Wayne. And of course I like Miss Mary J, but
I had the brownie M&Ms.
Oh, delicious. I heard you got those.
The best ones, though, are the dark chocolate peanut ones.
Now, are you having people over for the big game?
Well, I just told the Friday at Fatty's group, I said, I've got the leftovers from Friday night if you want to come and see the game.
And they said,
I don't
know. No, thank you.
We didn't like it Friday night. Why should we come back?
Right. So,
anyway, now, Los Angeles, that's out there.
it's Woodland Hills adjacent.
It's Walnut Hills adjacent. Yeah, and yeah. I hear that it's going to be one of the hottest tickets in town, and it's going to be like the surface of the sun hottest ticket in town.
Really?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You go ahead.
I don't know where you would have heard that from.
All I can think about is sweat and butt cracks, and I just
and,
know.
And rash. Rash comes to mind.
Chafing. Rash. Mm-hmm. Chafing. Ugh. Lots of chafing. Ugh.